in the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Alarm in the PSV sector as a rude taxi driver recovers in hospital after being attacked and stabbed. The head of the Entertainment Association joins calls for relaxation of the COVID-19 protocols for events. Major overseas interest reported in the Burner Boy Tipsy event, some flights set to be sold out. Some retail businesses report a welcome boost to business from the return of crop over. A centenarian is Barbados's latest COVID-19 fatality. A heavy turnout as Grenadians vote in the general elections. With the details, I'm Lurian Graham-Carter. A rude taxi driver is recovering in hospital after being attacked and stabbed on his vehicle as operators in the sector voice alarm over the incident. 63-year-old Sylvester Shepherd, who operates on the Wanstead route, was stabbed in the chest by a masked assailant who boarded the ZR vehicle near the Western Light Nazarene Church at Hainesville, St. James, around 9 p.m. on Wednesday of last week. While social media reports indicate it was an attempted robbery, the vehicle's owner, Andrew Allen, tells Starcom Network News he's not sure of the motive because it doesn't appear any money was taken.
According to what he told me, he was on his way to town when the last incident, and he stopped down by the church. The church when we corner there, and he was by himself. A guy saw him there. He told me the guy got in the van and just come to the back seat behind him and just think he was the knife. He ain't even ask nothing about no money, nothing. Just stab him. He ain't got no money. Well, that's the thing, that's the $1 million question. He ain't asking about no money, nothing. Just getting in and stab him. But what he told me, he ain't got no money. He drove from by Western Light, that's the church, down into Western to where his sister lived. His sister called the ambulance on him. He then also, I spoke him up yesterday. He come around, feel good, because he told me to let him go to walk by himself and that kind of thing.
The stabbing victim is described as a quiet individual who is not known to get into disputes, and his boss says that's why he's perplexed and very concerned over the incident.
Well, yes, it was a thing because in a fellow leave home and mind, you go to support his family and pay bills and that sort of thing, and then when something like this happened. But then his sister called me and told me that he gets stabbed, I was surprised because I know him not again, nothing with nobody. He don't get in nothing. Because if he come here and I go talk to him, he stand up and listen.
ZR owner Andrew Allen. Meantime, another PSV owner, David Dowling, worries about the threats to the safety of workers in the sector, recalling that minibus driver Victor Walton died in hospital after being shot in the head and robbed in St. Lucie last December. He thinks people boarding minibuses wearing identity-concealing face masks present a serious risk.
What will protect us from the guys coming out there and taking our cash, and not just taking our cash, but injuring us or killing us? Look at Victor, before the guy before Walden. I mean, and this thing getting worse and worse. And then based on a lot of jobs that have been lost, what's happening? The guys are looking now to the guys that have cash in their hand, the hard cash in their hand, and that's PSV sector. So as far as I'm concerned, the government need to do something, because right now, this monster that was created, where a fellow will get in your vehicle and you don't know his or tails who he is, then as far as they're concerned, that's one of the biggest threats that the PSV said about.
PSV owner David Dowling. The Entertainment Association of Barbados has added its voice to calls for the COVID-19 restrictions to be further relaxed for events. President of the association, Rudy Maloney, believes government should relook at the protocols to give Cropover the best chance for success. He says this is critical as Cropover is competing with other festivals in the region.
People want to come Barbados. The airline tickets are expensive. I think all protocols need to ease some more. You can go to a bar, restaurant. You don't have to be fully vaccinated. All you have to do is sanitize, get tested, that's it. But as long now as it comes at events, these people now have to be tested and be vaccinated. Now, if you're talking about health, that whole scenario don't make sense. Then you see whatever, they have to be validated. No, you can't tell me that that has anything to do with health. So these are some of the things that are affecting our festival. And we need to have a deep look. We are in a competitive environment. We are competing with the rest of the world. And Barbados can't be different.
Mr. Maloney says people overseas are expressing heightened interest in the festival.
People are still excited. I think we are getting a lot more calls from persons coming in from overseas about the event, which is, I think, a good thing. You're getting a lot of calls from patrons also wanting to get information about the event and the change and what the changes are. So I think the vibe and the excitement is out there for sure about the event. So you will have more vibes, more excitement.
President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. Meantime, Public Relations Officer of Twisted Entertainment, Crystal Cunningham, says this year's Tipsy event is attracting significant international interest. Ms. Cunningham tells Starcom Network News that some flights to Ireland are already sold out.
Sales have been steadily progressing. We are very much almost towards our target. People have been continuing to respond locally and internationally to the event, and we are so happy to be able to create this event, not just for patrons, but to welcome the rest of the Caribbean, especially after COVID. Everybody's just eager to get out and experience. We have a lot of new people that we are attracting to Tipsy as well. Previously, flights would have just been sold out maybe from that crop over period, but now, given that Tipsy and Bruna Boy is happening on the 17th, flights are actually sold out from a lot earlier, so that's a good sign.
Public Relations Officer of Twisted Entertainment, Crystal Cunningham. A centenarian is Barbados's latest COVID-19 fatality. The 101-year-old woman succumbed to COVID-19 today. She was unvaccinated. As a result of her passing, the total number of COVID-19-related deaths in Barbados now stands at 473. Meantime, 148 people tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday from the 654 tests carried out by the Bestos Santos Public Health Laboratory. There were 23 people in isolation facilities, while 858 were in home isolation. It's election day in Grenada, with people going to the polls as early as 4 a.m. to line up to cast their votes. Some Grenadians say that the voting process went smoothly and a lot of people came out. More on this report from GBN News.
It was about after 5. When I went to the about 100 persons there, I think, and the line went smoothly. And yeah. Like, the night went to the everybody was there, already voted and left.
I voted this morning already, and in a way I voted, it was very smooth. It was a very smooth transaction. I got the kind of very early. I left from about, after 3. Wow. And I got it there and wait until the hour began. Cast my vote and was about after 8, I got it day, and now I'm home waiting for the result.
That report from GBN News. Meantime, political scientist Peter Wickham tells Starcom Network News it will be an exciting election.
The NDC has been beaten twice, not winning the seat, and there are now under new management, which is the young and exciting Dickinson Mitchell, and the question is whether or not he will be able to do well enough to win a CA, and B, whether he will be able to be Dr. Keith Mitchell. Dr. Keith Mitchell, of course, is one of the most senior leaders in the Caribbean, and question is whether or not he will be able to continue that success. But I think as we look to St. George's, it will be an exciting election, and my sense is that we're looking to see the voter turnout firstly, and then, of course, secondly, we're looking to see how well Dickinson Mitchell will do on his effort, and whether after that, if Grenada will have a opposition, because they haven't had one for the last 2 terms, and then secondly, whether they will have a change of government.
Political scientist Peter Wickham. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a New York law restricting gun carrying rights. The law required residents who want a license to prove proper cause to carry concealed weapons and that they faced a special or unique danger. Recapping the headlines, alarm in the PSV sector as a route taxi driver recovers in hospital after being attacked and stabbed. The head of the Entertainment Association joins calls for relaxation of the COVID-19 protocols for events. Major overseas interest reported in the Bruna Boy Tipsy event, some flights set to be sold out. Some retail businesses report a welcome boost to business from the return of Hopover. A centenarian is Barbados' latest COVID-19 fatality, a heavy turnout as Grenadians vote in general elections. That's the latest of the evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Lurian Graham-Carter.